Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Tomanek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tomanek. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tomanek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger moves to third. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Tomanek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomanek bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Harrell moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrell moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harrell scores. Geiger moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Geiger scores. Avila moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Leo Keeley now pitching. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Roger Maris. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Renna pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is out, but in applying the tag. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran pinch runs for Preston Ward. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Bobby Avila now playing third base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrell moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrell moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Moran who tags Button, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby pinch hits for Billy Moran. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Billy Harrell now playing second base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tomanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Geiger strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-5 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.